The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Salesman Harvey Burns rings up his eighth order today. Tough job. Even tougher with this. He needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body. All the way relief for discomforts of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief for cold miseries all over your body. Only bromoquinine has 7 fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
Oh, Aunt Effie, I'm so sorry we overslept. Did you get breakfast and everything?
That's all right, dear. I got Betsy off to school. When you didn't come down the 7:45, I thought I'd better call you.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
Pour my coffee, will you? It's all I got time for.
Yes, all right, dear. He's going to talk to Mr. Cranshaw today.
Goodness, I thought he was going to have his talk yesterday.
Well, he started to, but it didn't work out the way he planned. Oh. He got as far as saying he'd been with the company 10 years, and Mr. Cranshaw apparently hadn't realized it was 10 years, so he goes off on this tangent of giving him an office party, and he said he had this big surprise for him.
Yes, well, just glanced at my lapel, Aunt Effie. That's my big surprise, my 10-year button.
Oh, yes. How nice. Well,
that, Aunt Effie, is the reward of a loyal employee after 10 years of service. That little round circle, 3 cents worth of copper, represents the hours I worked till midnight, the Saturdays and Sundays I gave my all for dear old Cranshaw and company.
Now, dear, you mustn't be bitter.
Yes.
For goodness sake, don't act like that when you go in to see him today, and don't be nervous.
Nervous? I'm as cool as a proverbial cucumber. I am off to see Mr. Cranshaw and let the chips fall where they may.
Dear, I've never seen him like this. Probably get fired.
Oh, my. And just as he has his 10-year button, too.
The monkey, the monkey, pined up the grapefruit juice tree. My mom says the monkey pineapple grapefruit drink is so good because it's made by Del Monte. And she ought to know because she's been buying Del Monte fruits and stuff for, maybe 75 years.
Enjoy Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks.
Cranshaw?
Come in, my boy. Come in. Sit down. Sit down.
No, I'll stand if you don't mind. I think better on my feet.
Oh? Well, yes. Just as you wish. Well, I'm glad you dropped in. I was just about to buzz you. What's happened with the Harrison deal?
Well, I didn't come in to discuss that deal, Mr. Cranshaw, although, since you asked, I closed the Harrison deal. They agreed to our terms.
Ah, excellent. As I said yesterday, Piper, even when I'm not here, even when I was lying home in bed with 104 temperature, as I said to Mrs. Cranshaw, I'm not going to worry about the office. I've got Piper down there to keep things going.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, sir. And I want you to know that I appreciate all the many nice things you said about me yesterday, Mr. Cranshaw. I really do.
No nonsense. I was proud to say in front of the whole office staff that you represent the kind of efficient, industrious, non-complaining, loyal man that I want and expect in our organization.
Yes. Well, I mean, I appreciated all that, Mr. Cranshaw, and I was very pleased to accept this 10-year button.
Well, you earned it, my boy.
Yes, I think I have, sir. I think I have earned more than that, Mr. Cranshaw.
I beg your pardon?
I said I think I have earned more than that, sir.
I think you better sit down. You may think better on your feet, but I'm getting rather dizzy watching you pace back and forth.
Well, Mr. Cranshaw, Yesterday, I brought up the matter of Charlie Beeman.
Now, you're not going to reproach yourself again for that. I said yesterday. Forget it. We all make mistakes.
No. You are mistaking me, sir. I wasn't reproaching myself. I was simply explaining. I recommended Charlie to you for the sales manager's job. You didn't think he was fitted for it, so you offered him another position.
Yes.
Position, you may remember, as European representative, which, as I said yesterday, I know had to do with the fact that your company has merged with this big Atlow Export-Import Company in New York.
Yes. Well, I must say, I don't know what point you're making. We both know all this.
I am simply reviewing the facts. All right. Charlie turned it down.
Then you're still feeling embarrassed about it because you recommended him. No, I told you.
Well, it did embarrass me, yes. But what I'm trying to say, Mr. Crenshaw, is that after 10 years with this company, you never even mentioned it to me. To me, that such a position was even available. I didn't even know about it.
Well, if I recall, the merger that you've known about for months might happen went through while you were home with a sprained ankle.
Well, yes, that is true, but the fact remains that I think that, well...
You feel I might have offered the position to you, is that it?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think...
I understand.
Might have...
But it never occurred to me. Never occurred to me that you'd want it. After all, it means being away 6 months of the year. Well, you just built a new house. You have a new baby. Are you sure you'd want to be away from the family all that time?
Oh. Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Crenshaw, I hadn't thought about the job itself as much as I have about the fact that I didn't know about it.
I see. Well, I'm very sorry. I really am. Because although I don't know what I'd do without you here, I'm sorry to say that the position I offered Bemis is no longer available.
Oh.
No. The Atlow Company decided to hire their own men, and it's no longer in my hands.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry, then. I guess that I brought the matter up. I didn't like working here.
I understand, and I think you're quite justified to make your objections known. I like a man who says what he thinks.
Well, yes. I'm sorry, sir. I guess I've created a tempest in a teapot.
Sit down.
Truth is, maybe you're right. As you said, we have just built a new house and a new baby, and actually, I might not have liked the job as well as being here. It's just that I felt, sir, with my 10 years, that I should have been told that Mr. Crenshaw?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you. I was thinking. You know, you give me an idea. Well, as a matter of fact, I had the idea, but it's been rather a problem. And what you've just said might be the solution. Yes. You like to travel, eh?
Well, naturally, if there's an opportunity, that this seems...
Well, I'll be honest with you, Piper. And this is strictly between us. I wouldn't want us to get around the organization.
Oh, no, sir.
It was necessary, because of various reasons, to merge with this larger company. But I don't want to get swallowed up, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Naturally, I want to keep in close touch with everything that goes on with this larger company, if you follow me.
Well, no, not exactly, Mr. Crenshaw.
Well, here's my idea. While this would be your home base, shall we say, what do you think of various trips during the year, not only to the Atlow branch offices in this country, but to those in the foreign markets? Now, you will be my personal representative, whose duty is to acquaint himself with the various dealers, and also keep your eyes open for any new and important contacts. Well?
Well,
In this country, it may be only a matter of flying somewhere for 2 or 3 days. But you understand that any trips to Europe or South America, well, it might be a matter of 6 weeks. 2 months at the most, I should say.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh, Mr. Crenshaw.
You speak any other languages?
French. Enough to get by. Naturally, I'd brush up on it a little bit.
Think it over. Discuss it with your wife tonight and let me know tomorrow what you decided.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What some people behind the Iron Curtain think of us is not very flattering, but much of what they think of us is based on intentional false impressions planted in their minds by the communist propaganda machine. The communists know that if people in the captive nations hear the truth about the free world, they may try harder to gain their own freedom. The eventual success of the fight for freedom depends upon our getting the truth to these people behind the Iron Curtain. So far, we've been doing it successfully through the broadcasts of Radio for Europe. The communist nations themselves readily admit the effects of these broadcasts. They go to all extremes to jam the programs. Still, we manage to get through with our messages of hope, as well as true news of the outside free world. If the spark of freedom is to stay alive, then Radio Free Europe must remain on the air. You can help keep it there by contributing your truth dollars now to the Crusade for Freedom, Mount Vernon 10, New York.
Then he said, think it over, discuss it with your wife, and let me know what you've decided.
You're exciting, Aunt. My goodness, it's just absolutely thrilling.
Thrilling, isn't it? Of course, he asked me if I spoke any foreign languages, and I said, well, French.
You said you knew French.
Well, I mean, I said I'd brush up on it a little.
Honey, you haven't got enough French to even brush it up.
Well, I didn't want to say I didn't know any.
No, he's absolutely right. You can get some of those records that are just wonderful.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And it'll be fun. We can get some Italian and French and Spanish.
Well, where did you say you might go?
Quick trip, you know, in this country and some to South America. Uh-huh. And I know there are offices in Paris, Rome, and Geneva, London, and Brussels, which might be where I get sent this summer. Yes.
Oh, my goodness, I'll have to do something right away by getting a passport.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
But wait a minute.
And clothes. Oh, I've got to plan my clothes.
Darling.
Oh, honey, we'll have such fun. We'll get the records and books and study French and Italian together.
That is terribly important. There are some very comfortable walking shoes.
Yes, walking shoes. Because I'll go to museums and cathedrals while he's busy.
Wait a minute, will you?
Oh, there was the most wonderful article on travel. I was reading it today.
Honey, listen.
It's upstairs. I'll go get it. It's all the unusual places to see.
What's the matter?
She's not going.
Well, of course she's going. My goodness, we've discussed this many times. I have always said that when you two wanted to take a trip, I am always available to take care of the house and your two children. Now, don't you worry about that.
No, it isn't that, Aunt Effie. Yeah. I get my expenses paid, but that doesn't include my wife. And
what?
Well, my gosh, with this new house, we're strapped. I couldn't possibly afford to take her.
Oh, it's the thing she's dreamed about all her life, going to Europe.
I know it. Well, I won't tell her. Not until I decide definitely myself.
You'd better tell her tonight. Mark my words. It'll be a mistake to put it off.
Oh, no. I won't tell her tonight. No, I just can't.
Here it is. Honey, it tells all the wonderful places you... What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, no, nothing.
I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, look, honey, look. Look here, Paris, the Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées. And look what it is.
Where are the germiest germs of all? Upstairs, downstairs, or in the hall? No, they're in the bathroom. And to wipe them out, indeed, a little dash of Lysol, all you need.
Yes, Lysol in your cleaning suds wipes out germs and odors. Disinfect from one cleaning to the next as nothing else can. Use Lysol, either the new pine-scented or regular, each week when you clean the bathroom.
That's the bathroom. A little dash of Lysol does it all.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton and Raymond Bramley, and is produced by Walter Hart.